MPAT Studios brings to you Man Movie Mayhem!
Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host, Mortimer Stewart.
Hi, everybody. I'm just kidding. Welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater on a Wednesday that felt like a Tuesday. Just doing a reference back to yesterday's episode. How's everybody doing? Okay, yeah, yesterday. I was right. That last line there is a dead giveaway. And people were guessing, of course, right away. But only four participants guessed. So there's a lot of points left right there. Don't forget about those. We're going to go over the leaderboard really quick here for a recap. Get that out of the way. So yesterday's movie, the first person to respond was Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid. The second person to respond was Jason Banks from the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. The third person to respond was Crazy Joe. And the fourth person to respond was Nutty. And I have some confession to make. I think I stated it on the post there, but I forgot about Nutty in the leaderboard yesterday altogether, including the 5 points that she got for getting, not yesterday, but the day before's movie right. So,
I am chagrined, for sure.
So I'm going to give you a new leaderboard here, which includes Nutty. We have Miss Melissa with 54 points, Crazy Joe with 49 points, Stephen Pritchard with 43 points, Jason Banks with 41 points, Nutty with 40 points, Mark the Encaffeinated One with 16 points, Kelly the Nowhere to Be Seen Van Voot with 10 points, Mike Wills with 5 points, and Ken Kennedy with 5 points. So that's how it all shakes down, and hey, you just got to start responding and telling me what movie it is to get some points. I'm hoping I'm going to have a difficult one coming up here, which is a real stumper for people. I'm not sure yet.
Fingers crossed!
Yeah. So... Oh, right. Just before I start, I wanted to just say to Mark, the voicing thing that you were talking about today, well, I was listening to today, yeah, getting the tone and all that kind of stuff. I went to a voiceover course once with a gentleman named Patrick Fraley, and he did the voice of Kang in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And he did a breakdown of how in 20 minutes before his audition, he created the voice of Kang by thinking of all of these crazy things and what would a brain sound like and what would a supreme leader sound like and what would a supreme leader brain sound like outside of its body without any vocal cords and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that he was all scrambled and he would do those crazy squawk noises and stuff. But anyway, regardless, building a voice based on a solid base of tone, I think is ideal, not just doing accents and stuff. That sounded like a ramble. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, we're going to move on. So we're going to grab the movie bag here, and we're going to get a scene. We're going to give it a shake. We're going to pull it out. Let's see what we got here. Oh, two characters. Okay. Interesting. I'm going to put that one down. And we'll grab the other one here. All right. Okay, we're going to give it a shake. Pull out two characters. Who do we have? Who do we have? Who do we have? We have... Oh, really? I'm back on the top of the heap. We've got Captain Hook. All right, ready to shake. And who else do we have? Oh, a new one. What, a caper of keys? Oh, do I have to work with the new guy? I don't want to work with the new guy. Hey, hang on a minute. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. You don't take no, never mind.
All right. I think people could kind of guess what that's supposed to be. That's a contest unto itself. Who's that character based on? Okay. Take a drink here. All right, here we go.
Fraulein, I want a truthful answer from you.
Yes, Captain.
Is it possible, Or could I have just imagined it? Have my children by any chance been climbing trees today?
Yes, Captain.
I see. And where, may I ask, did they get these,
play clothes?
Oh, is that what you call them?
I made them from the drapes that used to hang in my bedroom.
Drapes?
They still had plenty of wear left, and the children had been everywhere in them.
Do you mean to tell me that my children have been roaming about Strollsburg dressed up in nothing but some old drapes?
Mm-hmm. And having a marvelous time.
There we go. There's the scene. Sorry, I gotta take a drink here. Sorry, I really like the end there.
And they've been having a marvelous time. A marvelous time, I tell ya.
Okay, this one might be tough. Or not. I'm going to find out 10 minutes after I post. I'm going to think it's super tough, and somebody's going to be like, and I'm like, oh, man, you already guessed it? Okay, no problem. All right, the challenge is out there. And I'm rambling again. Listening to everybody's podcasts, I am trying to catch up. Everybody's doing a great job. And thanks for all the awesome content. And I hope you're enjoying this one. All right, well,
from all of us here,
actually,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we'd like to wish you a good evening and a good night, and don't forget to put your brooms away.
You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOP 2018. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, or you can email us at j@jglangjens.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License.